Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Monica Aissa Martinez is a visual artist who captures much of her work in the realm of anatomy and biology, and ranges from human size down to the tiniest microbes. Her life and her art have been deeply affected by COVID-19. She lost family members to the virus, but believes its form under the microscope is actually full of beauty. And Monica is with me to talk about her art and the motivation behind it. Monica, can you describe how you implement science into your art?
Probably what I'm best known for are life-size human studies, full-scale. I've done self-portraits. I've drawn my members of my family, friends. And so I'm looking at the body, and I outline, photograph. I get an image onto a piece of paper, 8-9 feet, and then I go in and I start placing all the anatomy. The body tells a story, so I'm highlighting and telling stories. I've covered, things like, well, just my interest in the body, but I've also looked at neonatal to senior citizens. I've looked at Alzheimer's, trisomy 21, teenagers, children. So I go in there and I lay out anatomy, but I do it in a colorful, playful, slightly abstracted way. And that's what I do. I lay out human figures. I've also studied the organs. I've studied cellular structure. One thing leads to another, and I kind of went from the large to the small. So right now I'm looking at, under the microscope images.
Okay, so what feels different about that, from the life size to something so small?
This microscopic stuff is tiny, and I'm going to go maybe from working on 8 feet of paper, maybe 8 by 5 feet, to, maybe 11 inches, 6 inches,
wow.
3 inches. It's tiny. I'm working very tight. And then you have to come in to take a better look at what I'm doing. Whereas with the life-size figures, you can stand back. You can stand across the room and experience it. So there are two very different ways of doing and experiencing. And I love them both.
Art is such an important way for us to be touched as human beings. What is your aim with this kind of art, whether it's full size or microscopic? What do you want people to most be taken with?
Oh, wow. Well, I want you to, experience the person that you're looking at. I have a title. Everything points to a story about that person that you're standing in front of, and looking at all of the internal structure. And then my hope is that you're curious about what you're looking at, but then maybe that you become curious about yourself. Because I think I am showing you bits of yourself. I love to educate. I want you to know that you have everything that this person that's in this image, this representation in front of you, that everything that they have, you have. It might work a little different. The person might be a little bit older, a little bit smaller. But here we are together. I want you to connect. I want to educate you. I want to inspire you. I want you to be curious. More than anything, I want you to be curious about the person you're looking at, the details that you're seeing. And I really pull people in with my details. I really try to do that. And then that you be curious about yourself and your body and your makeup, your internal structure.
Hmm. Monica, do you think your work can help us understand art and science better for those who may not really have an expertise in either?
Yeah, I think you can feel the impact. You can be curious. So what I want to do is I use bright colors, I use line work, I use a lot of playful elements, repetition. I'm really trying to pull you in so that you don't, what I want to do is I want to take away the fear. Step in a little closer, ask some questions, be curious. Is this art? Is this science? I'm not an illustrator. I don't see myself as an illustrator. So what am I doing and why? Is a good question for an audience member to ask, for somebody looking at my work to ask. I want you to ask questions. I want you to be curious. And then research or go find the answers. Come and talk to me. Go Google. Go figure this out. Yeah. And it's a mix of art and science, but it's not illustration. I'm representing real people, real situations, real parasites. I'm telling you about things that are going on all around us and within us all the time.
With this next question, let me preface it by saying I'm very sorry about the family losses you have faced because of COVID-19. But I know you also look at the virus itself in some sort of way related to art. Can you describe that part of it to me?
Well, so one of the things that inspire me about the medical and the science are things like x-rays, CT scans, MRIs. And then in recent years, I started researching the microbiome. I started researching viruses, bacteria, fungi, and then started looking under the microscope at magnification. And that just, it's such a beautiful world when you look through a magnifying glass. That's the other thing I think if you have that opportunity, go look under magnifying glasses. Look and see the world. It's exciting. And, you know, looking under a microscope is, a virus, for example, is aesthetically pleasing. It's beautiful. But when I start thinking about what I'm looking at, it's alarming. That's really what it is. So I'm having both these emotions as I'm working, as I'm learning. I think you should too. I think the public should also be alarmed and not be afraid. There's life forms that are out there that exist. And just because we can't see them does not mean that they don't exist. Take a look. It's amazing to me how aesthetically pleasing all those pathogens are.
And that is artist Monica Aissa Martinez.